This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we got a great program lined up for you here all morning long this morning here on Montana Talks. Before I tell you about that lineup, though, let me take you back to yesterday's program. For those of you who missed the 9 o'clock hour of the show, very insightful 9 o'clock hour of the program. One topic we did not get to, though, we had State Senator Dan Bartel out of Lewistown join us. We had John Jackson, the Joker, from Twitter, who joins us typically in the 8 o'clock hour on Tuesdays. He joined us yesterday because we got a special program coming up for today for Giving Tuesday. So the Joker joined us in the 8 o'clock hour, and then for part of the 9 o'clock hour. And then we had Carrie White call in, former legislator out of the Gallatin Valley, called in and talked about this proposed conservation area, some concerns he's got on that front in southwest Montana. Yesterday was the final day to comment on that at the federal level. But very interesting, we heard Representative Jerry Schillinger at a circle came in studio, joined us in studio. And State Senator Dan Bartel out of Lewistown called in, and they gave us the latest on this proposed homeless shelter for Lewistown, Montana, and how potentially state funding could be involved and how it might encourage similar shelters to be built in other small towns across Montana. So they expressed some of the concerns they have on that front. So anyway, if you missed that conversation, of course, the full audio is on our Montana Talks podcast right now. But the other thing that I was talking about with Representative Schillinger, kind of off air, I don't know if we mentioned it on air, is the Montana Freedom Caucus is now calling for a special session of the legislature to try to give you more of your money back from the budget surplus that is being collected, that continues to be collected in Helena, given that, you know, the strength of Montana's economy compared to the rest of the country. So and it also kind of ties in with this recent property tax decision that came out of the Montana Supreme Court, where basically the Montana Supreme Court rejected a suit from the several counties and the Montana Association of Counties, where they were claiming that the state could lower the property tax mills from 95 down to something else. Anyway, the Supreme Court said no to that case. So some of the conservative Republican members of the Montana House of Representatives are calling for a special session to try to give you more of your money back, and then also try to help lower property taxes as well. A few news stories out on that topic here today. But we've got, like I said, we've got a very special program for you here today. We even had John Jackson, the Joker, join us on Monday instead of Tuesday, just so we could free up our entire show today for Giving Tuesday. We're going to not only encourage folks to support your favorite charitable organizations, your favorite service organizations, but we're going to show a little extra special love to our friends at the Bozeman-based Warriors in Quiet Waters for everything they do for our warriors out there, for our veterans out there, and really just lucky and blessed to have them call Montana home. They got their start here in Montana, and they serve military veterans and service members all across the country. So our WQW Radiothon starts soon.
Here is your Montana news. Private security personnel detained an assailant after he tried to brandish a handgun. This altercation happened at midnight Saturday on the 200 block of Broadway in downtown Billings. Security responded to a domestic disturbance where the male suspect intended to hit a woman. The suspect then fought with the security. Colorate reports that when the attacker produced the gun, one of the security guards took away the weapon. When police officers arrived on scene, the man was handcuffed and ready for arrest. He faces three charges of assault with a weapon and concealed carry while intoxicated. A federal judge has significantly shortened the state's wolf trapping season to protect grizzly bears that have not yet begun hibernating. The season could have started as early as today and run through March 15th. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy shortened the season to January 1st through February 15th. He said it's reasonably certain that almost all grizzly bears will be in dens then. Grizzly bears are listed as protected under the Endangered Species Act, and the act prevents states from authorizing activities that are reasonably likely to kill, trap, or capture a listed species. The state plans to appeal the injunction. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Slee.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the region for today, high temperatures will stay from the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 20s in Bozeman, upper 20s in Billings. And then the outlook for Wednesday calls for more sunshine. Highs range from around 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. On Wednesday night, with partly cloudy skies, lows will stay in the mid-teens to around 20. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, if you don't have the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you got to do it, because you know those liberals at Facebook don't want you to see the content that we're producing. Montana Talks, download the app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we got a great guest here kicking off the Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon that we're doing here on this Giving Tuesday. 25 years in the Air Force. He was an EOD, an explosive ordnance disposal technician. Basically, he was the guy that went and took care of the bombs for us, got the bombs out of the road or wherever else they might be. Just incredible folks that work in that EOD field. Ken Ahrens, like I said, 25 years in the Air Force, retired as a senior master sergeant, if I got it right here. Ken, an honor to have you on the program this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to come on.
Yeah, I understand you got to go on your first FX, your first fishing experience back in 2019. And did I see you, you started off as a volunteer?
No, we actually started kind of backwards. My wife and I were fortunate enough to come out on a couple's FX. It just happened to be the timing. They had a slot at the time, and we didn't really know much about the program, so we basically submitted, and they said, we have this couple's. Would you like to go? And we said, absolutely, fly fishing in Montana. Why would I not want to go? And was literally hooked ever since, no pun intended, on the fishing, but realized the program was much bigger than I thought for veterans, and been part of that ever since. Literally the following year, from the first time we went, we asked, how can we come back, how can we give back, and we've been part of it ever since with volunteering, and then now I'm on the also volunteer usually every year to come out and cook what we call the mom and dad teams. And then now I'm on the Alumni Council Regional Board as a member for putting on local events to keep our alumni more interacted with the program.
That's incredible. So you live in Michigan now, and so you make the trip back to the Bozeman area at least once a year just to volunteer and give back to the same program that you got to know. That's incredible. What do you appreciate the most? What keeps you coming back to the Quiet Waters Ranch here in Montana?
It's the connection that Quiet Waters is able to produce with our veterans. One of the terms we use with other VSOs, not to knock other VSOs, there's a lot of great ones out there, but some are, we refer to them as catch and release. It's kind of, you may go through a program and it might be amazing and great experience, but then you're kind of released back and you never are involved with that program again. Quiet Waters now captures everybody the first time as a veteran, and once you go through that program, you now become alumni, which opens up a whole nother avenue of programs, which are all purpose built now. And it just keeps us as a family. So to answer your question in a shorter answer, it's the attachment to the program and the people. It really feels like our second home out there in Bozeman. And every time we come back, I don't know how they do it, but everybody knows your name. They remember who you are. You know, we built, interactions with other veterans. We keep in touch, and it's all about connection.
Yeah, which for so many veterans that either, you know, retire out of military service or they go on deployments and then they come home, and the buddies they served with are spread out all across the country. You know, finding that connection and that camaraderie again can always be a challenge. One of the things I've appreciated about Warriors and Quiet Waters too is, like you say, the fishing experience itself can be life changing for these Warriors, and then the gear they're outfitted with, you know, that can be life changing. Gives them this new identity, and they find healing through the waters, just like the founder Colonel Eric Hastings found when he came home from Vietnam. But like you say, it's about more than just that fishing experience. It's about a lifelong change and connection.
Correct. Yeah. And one of the biggest topics we ask, you know, including myself, I did the same thing when I hit 25 years retired, and I realized literally half my life I was a bomb disposal guy. Now what do? I kind of lost the word we use is purpose. I lost my sense of purpose, or I didn't really know what my next sense of purpose was. And the biggest thing at Quiet Waters they've realized is that buzzword and that purpose. So literally every course you go through now as a new veteran coming on, or an alumni, you're going to go through a purpose-built program. And part of that is to find your next purpose. Define it. What is it? Bolster it. And then they're going to help you stay in connection with you to make sure that you actually do that next purpose and it's working for you. And that's huge for veterans, because that could, you know, we have such a drive of purpose in our military service. We know what our purpose is. Mine was dispose of bombs and save lives. When I retired, you know, what do I do now?
Yeah.
So that's huge for Quiet Waters, and that's one of the biggest things we give back to veterans, I think, is that sense of purpose again.
And that's something that anybody who eventually retires struggles with too, which is, you know, no matter what that job was, maybe it was working at the refinery, maybe it was keeping the roads plowed for us and keeping people safe in the wintertime. You know, now what do I do? And the golf and all the fun stuff is great for a little while, but like you say, that sense of purpose is so important, not especially to military veterans, but to all of us as well. Hey, I'll tell you what, Ken Ahrens, if you can, do you want to stand by? We got to take a quick break here, but I think we've got an open slot coming up after our Farm and Ranch report here. I'd love to just to hear more or talk about the hunting program that's now been added on to Warriors in Quiet Waters, the Hunt for Purpose program, and then, you know, hear more about just life as an EOD technician, if you don't mind sharing more of that. Quick break here on Montana Talks, our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon. We're going to have a bunch of great guests joining us here all morning long from the business community, the veterans community, you name it. A lot of great stories we're going to get a chance to hear. Giving Tuesday is coming up, and that's an opportunity to really focus on a great organization, a nonprofit, a charitable organization that you care about. Giving Tuesday is an opportunity to show them a little extra love. Hey, that's what we're going to do with Montana Talks coming up on Giving Tuesday. We're going to do our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon, the Montana-based organization that does so much for our military veterans. Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon, Montana Talks, taking you statewide 9 to 10 Tuesday.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, as farmers and ranchers across our region gather for their late fall and early winter conventions, this week, Lane Nordland and I are in Great Falls for the Montana Grain Growers Association annual convention. And this update is brought to you by Torgerson's Equipment. Want to experience power with purpose? Then talk to Torgerson's about the Case IH Steiger 715 tractor. Well, as you might expect, MGGA President Nathan Kane from Loma says there's going to be a lot of discussion this week about the recent extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, but also on other important topics to farmers like trade.
This country is struggling pretty hard with trade agreements, with exporting our wheat. You know, we produce a lot of wheat in this country, and 50% of that wheat is exported. And so we need good trade agreements. And with this current administration, there hasn't been much talks for new trade agreements or increase in trade agreements. There's some programs out there, the Foreign Market Development Program, the market access program, that we're asking for doubling the funding of that. There are statistics out there that show for every dollar put into these programs, $24.5 are returned. So, boy, if I could find any investment like that personally, I mean, I'd throw everything I got.
By the way, this year's convention is also featuring the Northern Pulse Growers Association and PNW Canola Association. For more of our coverage, be sure to listen and watch our radio and television programs and also our social media channels like Facebook and YouTube. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Even when the weather works against you, even when the unexpected happens, at Torgerson's Equipment, we know what matters most. Community. Family. Torgerson's Equipment, working every day to make your day more productive.
Shop Case IH balers and wind rowers for your 2024 hay crop. Save 1% interest and less on certain models today.
Come join us for the Stevenson Angus 63rd Annual Production Sale, the longest established annual bull sale in America. More than 600 Angus sell on Tuesday, November 28th. The offering features 280 bulls, a tremendous selection of age advantage and younger bulls. The sale starts at noon with 180 top quality registered bred females and finishes the day with 150 commercial bred heifers. The sale is broadcast live via the internet. Find us on Facebook or visit our website at StevensonAngus.com.
Well, the Endangered Species Act is always a conversation starter at the breakfast table, most notably for its negative impact on our farmers and ranchers' livelihoods, especially public lands ranchers. And according to our friends at the Western Livestock Journal, the Bureau of Land Management has opened up a public comment period for managing Gunnison sage grouse on public lands to protect habitat from energy development, livestock grazing, recreation, and mineral development in southwest Colorado and southeast Utah. They say that the BLM is now accepting written comments through February 6, 2024, and those comments can be made on the BLM's website. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Here on this Giving Tuesday, we're doing our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon. If you want to donate, if you want to help out their efforts, you can go to WQWF.org. WQWF.org/donate. Got some great guests joining us all morning long here. I was talking more with retired Senior Master Sergeant Ken Ahrens, who is now on the Warriors in Quiet Waters Alumni Council and continues to volunteer and give back. Ken, you were telling me, God, there was a four-year stretch there in the middle of your service when, of course, we were in the thick of combat. That what were you home about 120 days in 4 years? That's how long you were away from your family. So how cool is it that now you and your wife get to spend more time together on the waters here in Montana?
It's very cool, and like I said, it, just coming out there, getting on the waters, having that little bit of peace back in your life for a week is just something you can never get, and you know. Quite honestly, it's something we would never probably do on our own, if not for Quiet Waters, just because of, finances and living on the East Coast and going out to Montana. So it's fabulous. We can never thank them enough for that. And that's why we try to give back as much as we can as volunteers every year to make sure that future veterans get to experience what we got out of Quiet Waters and continue to do.
I think the hardest part for me fly fishing is, I could never be a clockmaker because being that detailed and that fine-tuned, working with my fingertips, I'd rather take a hammer to something than have to fine-tune something with my fingertips. But for an EOD guy like you who knows how to disable bombs, that whole tie flying thing's got to come pretty easy to you, huh?
Yeah, it did. It's definitely something you have to learn. I know for me, after I retired and having a little bit of issues post retirement and dealing with the combat and all that, letting all that go, you tend to get angry at weird things for weird reasons. And by tying those flies on was definitely one of those reasons for a while. Luckily, I had great guides in the boat that would take it from you and do that. So that definitely helped.
Yeah, I'll show you an easier way to do it. You sound a little like me. I get those Homer Simpson moments.
Yeah, there's a little bit of boat rage, but luckily the guides are there to calm you down and take it from you before you throw everything in the water.
Yeah, that's right, especially if you're hot-seating any of their equipment as well. The other cool thing that Warriors in Quiet Waters has started, and I know when retired Colonel Brian Gilman, who's the CEO of WQW, joins us later on in a couple of hours, he'll describe the programmatic changes that they've been doing. There's a new program called Hunt for Purpose, and you were one of the first guys to go through this Hunt for Purpose program. This is an archery hunt, an archery elk hunt training program, but it's really more than just a hunting program. It's almost like a leadership camp is the way it's like a leadership seminar with the hunt as the final, phase of it is what it sounds like to me.
Correct. Yeah. And again, it's fabulous. I was the second group ever to go through the second annual cohorts, we call them. And I think the catch is in the name, the Hunt for Purpose. You know, when you get there, you first think, wow, we're coming to Montana. They're taking us on in the mountains, put us at an elk camp, and you're going elk hunting for a week, which is phenomenal in itself. And for me, it's something I would never do in my life as a bucket list item, if not for Quiet Waters taking me out there again, just because I'm living on a military retired guy's salary. It doesn't compute on my own. But what you realize going through the whole program, getting to actually get on an elk, which I was unsuccessful in the end, is kind of the cherry on the top. The whole program is actually teaching you to find your next purpose. And you literally go through this 6-month program. It's more than just a couple weeks in Montana. You work as a team with your cohorts. You define your goals, your purpose in life. You'll actually write it down and create it and put it on paper. You'll define what your goals are. You'll define what your own values are. And even though we think we know a lot of that stuff about ourselves, when you put it on paper and put it in one document, where you can look at it when you're having some troubles in your life or realize, decisions you're making, that was huge in itself. So the program, what it allows you to give back is, what I would say, I was unsuccessful in getting any elk meat, but I was hugely successful in defining my purpose for the rest of my life. And that's amazing.
Well, one thing I know, I talked to some of the folks who went through the recent Hunt for Purpose program, and I think they were hiking through the Bob Marshall Wilderness, and that's where their hunt location, wrapped up at. And it's like, golly, even if you don't get an elk, I mean, just to get the opportunity to go, trek through the Bob Marshall is just an incredible experience. In fact, some of the guys that had trained, there was a great book about some of the Delta operators who had hiked through the Bob Marshall Wilderness, and that was their training before, in anticipation of something like an Afghanistan war eventually being in the equation. And so, it's just a remarkable lifetime experience to go hike these hills around here, get an elk or don't get an elk. That's, like you say, that's just the cherry on top.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ken Ahrens, it's been an honor chatting with you this morning. Thanks for your service and sacrifice. Gal, I mean, we were talking during that last break there. You've multiple deployments to Afghanistan, Iraq, and then even outside of Afghanistan and Iraq, you were all over the Middle East and elsewhere on other deployments. So thanks again for your sacrifice, and thanks for what you're continuing to do to support your fellow veterans as well.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'd like to thank Quiet Waters, too, and everybody that's a donor out there. I'm always amazed with people that have some extra money that they're willing to give it to help veterans. That's just amazing to me. So I just like to tell everybody thank you for that. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, well, thanks again for calling in this morning, all the way from Michigan, and hope to see you on one of your next volunteer trips back here to Montana as well. I got to do a little volunteering myself back in June, and you're right, it's like a big old family out there. It's a great time. All right, we got another great guest coming up all the way from North Carolina. Right after this, we'll get a chance to hear his story and much more. In the meantime, go to MontanaTalks.com. We've got the link to where you can donate to Warriors in Quiet Waters and much more.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
WQWF.org/donate. WQWF.org/donate. That's how you can donate on this Giving Tuesday here in Montana or elsewhere. I know we may have several veterans and supporters of Warriors in Quiet Waters listening in. All across the country this morning, and as we had a chance to catch up with so many great guests here. But I believe we also now have a $10,000 matching gift that has come in from an anonymous donor. So what that means is that every dollar you give will be matched up to $10,000. So that's incredible, and that comes from an anonymous donor. Last year, by the way, we were able to, through our radiothon that we did for Warriors in Quiet Waters last year, we were able to help them meet their year-end goal last year for 2022. Let's help them do it again here in 2023. Another great guest joining us right now live on Montana Talks. It looks like an incredible career in the U.S. Navy as a Navy corpsman. I was looking a little bit here at Ward Taft's bio during the break. Served in the Navy 20 years as a Navy corpsman. And those of you who are Marines out there, you know that those Navy corpsmen will serve alongside you. So he had served with several U.S. Marine Corps units, including the 2nd Reconnaissance Battalion, the 2nd Force Reconnaissance Company, and MARSOC, which is, of course, a Marine Special Operations Command, so the Special Operations Component for the U.S. Marine Corps. Ward, an honor to have you on the program this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Talk about just, man, life as a corpsman for 20 years with some incredible assignments there.
Yeah, I was very lucky. Had some great people to work with, some of the best, in my opinion, in the world. Got to do some great duty assignments throughout my career, and if I could do it again, I'd do it all over again.
Oh, I can't imagine how much you had done. I understand you retired in 2013 after sustaining wounds in combat, so you weren't able to continue your military service. I guess talk about, you know, that time in your life, because, you know, retirement and hanging it up can be tough for anybody, but let alone, you know, maybe especially when it's not a part of the plan, and now you're kind of wondering what's next in life.
Absolutely. Like many veterans, transitioning from active duty to civilian life, it's tough enough, let alone trying to do it with injuries. You spend that long in the military, many people, that becomes their identity. That's, you know, for me, that was my entire life. I came out of high school, I joined the military, and I spent all my adult life as a military, as a veteran, as a military member. And making that transition is very difficult, especially when you go from 100 miles an hour to what do I do now? You know, you're not that service member anymore, and you start questioning who you are and what you're going to do now. And it was a very, very difficult time in my life, to be honest. You fight depression, you fight anxiety. I'm married and have 2 children, so you worry about where the next paycheck's coming from. And Warriors in Quiet Waters really helped me in the aspect of
you go up to Montana. It's beautiful. It gets you back to nature. I grew up in the Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York, and I grew up hunting and fishing. And so being back in that environment again, being able to relax, re-experience things from my childhood, it really allowed me to think with a clear mind on what is it that I want to do next. Not what is it that I have to do, but what is it that I want to do next.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about kind of you. As I understand it, you grew up hunting and fishing, so you know this was a way for you to kind of reconnect with life growing up. I went through another veterans program, an incredible program called Horses Spirits Healing, which is near Billings, just north of Billings, Montana, and you know it's kind of cool because you get some people that you know they're working with horses for the first time ever. And then you get other people that they grew up on a ranch, and this was a way for them to reconnect, with, their family roots, right? And so, so that sounds like a similar deal for you. But had you ever fly fished before doing Warriors in Quiet Waters?
No, I had fished before. I did a lot of spin cast fishing for in lakes and rivers up north in New York, but never had fly fished before.
And what is it about fly fishing in particular? Because, Colonel Brian Gilman, who's the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters, he made a good point when we did our radiothon last year. Because I was saying, hey, look, guys, this is more than just a fishing trip. Here's the full program. Here's what all they're doing. But he made the point is, hey, we don't want to downplay the impact of the fishing experience itself. You know, like the founder, Colonel Eric Hastings, who started Warriors in Quiet Waters in Bozeman, in the early days of the Iraq and Afghanistan war, and as wounded were coming off by the plane loads, that's how he found healing when he came back home from Vietnam, was through the fishing experience itself. What was that like for you?
It was amazing. It's hard to describe in words. To put it bluntly, it reminds you that no one's trying to kill you. You're out there, you're relaxed, you're in nature, you're able to slow down and just focus on what you're doing. You're not worried about anything else. And it's really very cathartic. It's very, for me, even more so because I grew up doing it. So it just, it feels like home, at least for me.
Yeah. And the other thing that I've always enjoyed about it, too, is just everybody else you meet along the way. And we've talked a lot about the camaraderie, but, you know, when I went and got a chance to volunteer earlier this summer, you know, being at the Quiet Waters Ranch outside of Belgrade, you know, just such a great place. But even like the volunteers that were cooking meals for you, they call them the moms. I described it. It's kind of like now you get to meet the people that sent you all the care packages while you were overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan. It's like meeting the people that were sending you cookies and sending you, you know, all this love from back home.
Absolutely. To me, that's one of the best parts of my time at Quiet Waters. It's meeting the people that support you. Unlike veterans from Vietnam who came back to a very different situation, coming back and finding acceptance, finding those new relationships with people who really care about you, who really want to give back. And as a service member, you joined because you wanted to serve. You wanted to serve your country. You wanted to serve your community. And to meet other people like that, you know, like-minded, how they want to give back to those who have served. And as a matter of fact, there are several people who have donated money and also came out to volunteer during the different outings. I have connected with and became friends with and still stay in contact with who are good benefactors of the program and the Warriors in Quiet Waters routine. And it's the people that they get there that come and help cook, clean, set up camps. It's just amazing the love that they have for veterans.
Well, Ward Taft, it's been an honor catching up with you here this morning as well. We got about a minute or so to go here. What would you describe, how would you describe what being a corpsman in the Navy is like, especially working with like recon and force recon Marines?
It's the best. One of the things that I like about it was always challenging. It's always pushing your boundaries. It's always making you think, stretch, and grow. And that's what Warriors in Quiet Water has done for me. It has helped me stretch. It's helped me grow. It's helped me really look at what I'm doing and what I want to do and give me goals for the future.
All right. Well, Ward, thanks for calling in this morning, and God bless you, and hope to run into you back here in Montana at a fishing experience or maybe a hunting experience down the road here as well.
That would be great. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you allowing me to come on the radio today. And again, thanks to Warriors in Quiet Water and all they do for all the veterans out there.
All right. WQWF.org, WQWF.org. If you want to donate here on this Giving Tuesday, our radiothon for Warriors in Quiet Waters continues here all morning long. We'll give you some news updates right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There have now been over 75 attacks against Americans in Syria, Iraq, and other areas in the region, and now another aggressive action by the Chinese Navy in the South China Sea against America's Navy. And it's like, and these are international waterways, and nothing seems to ever happen. It doesn't matter what China ever does. It doesn't seem to matter what the mullahs in Iran ever do. Why? I don't know. Could it maybe possibly have something to do with what the Chinese may have on the Biden family syndicate, knowing that they got tens of millions of dollars from them?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Treat yourself to a gift that you will use and love every day with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Save up to 50% off everything during their Cyber Monday sale. Now, Blinds.com, they make it simple and easy to customize beautiful blinds and drapes and shutters. Now, they even have my favorite motorized shades. It's the coolest toy you'll get this year. Shop at Blinds.com for the Cyber Monday sale now and save up to 50% off site-wide plus big door busters. Up to 50% off everything at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
December 6th, the final GOP debate of the year is on News Nation, America's fastest-growing cable news network. SiriusXM's Megyn Kelly, News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas, and the Washington Free Beacon's Eliana Johnson moderate a live primetime event from the University of Alabama as the candidates make their case to America on the only network for all America. The News Nation Republican Primary Debate, live December 6th, 8 Eastern. To find News Nation on your TV, go to joinnn.com.
Gold or visit jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Man, I'll tell you what, on Monday morning's show, we started off the 6 o'clock hour with Senator Steve Daines on Fox News talking about the Senate races in 2024. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, some very interesting business news with Evelyn Pyburn in the Big Sky Business Journal. Wind power blades made from wood instead of metal. Imagine that. That was in the 7 o'clock hour. Then John Jackson, the audio, MontanaTalks.com.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at Grizzly Gold and Silver.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. 406-294-0970 is the number. We've got a quick few minutes here at the end of this hour of the show. If you got something you want to share, you got something you want to talk about. And then, in the meantime, we've got some news that we can cover for you here as well. Some fresh headlines on our Montana Talks website. First Lewistown, now your town. We've got an update on that proposed warming shelter or homeless shelter in Lewistown. Here's the most interesting thing on that front. We had Representative Jerry Schillinger out of Circle and State Senator Dan Bartel out of Lewistown join us on the radio yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. One of the concerns that Representative Schillinger has is that state funds may be used to encourage the construction of new homeless shelters, not only in Lewistown, but elsewhere across Montana. So his concern is that basically there's some funding available at the state DPHHS, apparently, that got through the last legislative session that folks are thinking they could use to build these homeless shelters. So that's where he's thinking this came from. But he did have an interesting conversation with the governor's budget director that he shared with us on the air yesterday, which said that, hey, just because there's funding available doesn't mean that the state or the governor has to allocate those funds. So that was an encouraging statement that we heard from Jerry yesterday. And then also State Senator Dan Bartel made a really good point. Concerns that he had is like, okay, if there's people out there that are thinking that they've got state money being dangled out there that could be used to build more of these homeless shelters, and we're talking like a 50-bed facility in the small town of Lewistown, Montana. That would be a big facility in a Missoula. That would be a big facility in a Bozeman, let alone in a Lewistown. But his concern is that if there's money that people think is out there, then other small towns across Montana might have some folks that say, ooh, we want a piece of that pie as well. So he's concerned that it could then create more. And then what that does is it encourages this out-of-state transient community, oftentimes with a criminal element, to then move in and take advantage of these services. And State Senator Dan Bartel made a really good point where he was talking about, here's the challenge. If you build a facility like this, you know, as Senator Bartel pointed out, he says, we have churches, we have the Salvation Army, we have very generous individuals in Lewistown who already help the homeless, who already help people in need. So why do we need a facility like this? But the other concern that he raised is, okay, we build a facility like this. We encourage more of the transient community to come to Lewistown. Oftentimes, they bring with them mental health issues and some of these other things. So his concern is that we build this facility, we attract this whole transient community to come here, and then we overwhelm our local services. We don't have enough mental health services right now in some of these communities. Now you attract more of those problems to those communities, and you're really going to overwhelm the local services. So I thought that was a really good point by State Senator Dan Bartel out of Lewistown. I've got a write-up on our Montana Talks website, full audio included as well, if you missed it in the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. Montana Supreme Court upholds the 95 mils for school funding. That's a headline from our friend Peter Christian. And just say no to red light cameras in Montana. That's also at our Montana Talks website. Hey, don't go through another year with that awful joint pain. If you're somebody who's got pain in your knees, pain in your hips, pain in your back, why suffer for another year? Here as we get to the end of 2023 here over the next month or so, you know, what about making just one phone call and just getting a free consultation and seeing if this will work for you? If you want to avoid surgery, if you want to avoid the prescription drugs, if you want to get over the pain with some natural relief, check out QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body and put them directly into those achy joints. Like I say, one phone call, you can get a free consultation. Call 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263. And yeah, you can use your HSA and FSA funds for it as well.